do on contract movie sets is they just pick a word. Well, they give one group one word, another group another word.
Hello, could I have your attention, please? Thank you, thank you. With us this evening, we have Kate Grantley, an expert in communication. And, as your programme states, she's going to talk to us about how to be more assertive in the workplace without coming across as aggressive. Kate, would you like to begin?
Thanks, Susan. You're all probably aware that women's ideas tend to be taken less seriously than men's, and there are a number of actually quite good reasons for this, which you may not be aware of, and are mainly to do with your speech and behavioural patterns. Just imagine yourself in a meeting. You want to make a point, and smiling agreeably while keeping your eyes on your papers, you say, this may be obvious, but perhaps it would be better to concentrate on marketing strategies. I mean, I'm not positive about this, but it seems logical to me. Your suggestion is perfectly valid, but no one takes you seriously because you seem very unsure about what you're saying. First of all, are you smiling too much? In the animal kingdom, smiling is a way of appeasing a more powerful animal. Constantly smiling while discussing a serious subject gives the impression that you are apologizing for what you're saying before you've even said it. Among humans, smiling while making a serious point puts across a "please like me" message that undermines what you are saying. Of course, being serious all the time is not very credible either. Smiling at the appropriate time is the key to getting your point accepted. Another aspect where women tend to go wrong is agreeing too readily. If you nod regularly while someone is making a point, then the assumption will be that you agree. If you then question the point, you won't be taken seriously. The best way to get people to listen to you is to maintain a neutral stance until the time comes for you to have your say. Another tricky area is the use of disclaimers and diminishers. Phrases like, "I don't know, but," or "this may sound obvious, but," not only draw attention to you personally rather than to your ideas, but will also make your audience feel impatient and unwilling to listen. Sticking to phrases such as "I'd like to suggest" and "a better idea might be" will ensure that you get a serious listening. You may think it's impossible to change these types of behaviour, but as soon as you become aware of them, you're on your way to making a positive change. Watch yourself and listen to your own speech patterns, and you'll soon be on your way to doubling your effectiveness in the workplace. Now, if there aren't any questions, I'd like to do a bit of practical training to give you an idea of what your own weak points are.